Hello and welcome to IRD for You. It is a program by the Inland Revenue Department. Today, I am happy to be joined by Taxpayer Services Officer, Ms. Destiny Ritchie of the Inland Revenue Department. Welcome to Radio Anguilla and thanks for having another program, Destiny.
Thank you for having me. I am very happy to be here and to inform the public.
Awesome. So with the Goods and Services Tax, or GST, already implemented earlier this month, there's another big thing to look forward to in Anguilla, Carnival 2022. So the Carnival season is fast approaching, as a matter of fact, it's here, and there are many events being organized by various persons and organizations. So today's topic is public entertainment. Let's get started by finding out some more about how public entertainment is treated under GST.
I'll start by defining related key terms as provided in the GST Act. Promoter of public entertainment means a person who arranges the staging of public entertainment, including licensees and proprietors of places of public entertainment and others organizing public entertainment. Public entertainment means any musical entertainment, sporting event, theatrical performance, comedy show, dance performance, circus show, any show connected with a festival, or any similar show to which the public is invited, but does not include entertainment organized by an educational institution, the board of management, or a parent-teacher association of an educational institution, a person who provides entertainment as a part of their taxable supply, an approved religious organization, or a charity. Public entertainment, previously taxed under the Public Entertainment Tax, or PET, is now taxable under the GST regime. I remind listeners that the PET was one of the five taxes that was repealed and replaced by GST.
Okay, so who would be considered a promoter of public entertainment?
Thanks for this question. Examples of promoters of public entertainment are owners of lounges and clubs, operators of amusement, game centers, theaters, and cinemas, organizers of festivals and carnivals, promoters of concerts, shows, sporting events, and similar entertainment.
And what is the registration process for a promoter of public entertainment?
A promoter of public entertainment is required to register regardless of the GST threshold. Registration is required at least 7 days before the commencement of the public entertainment or first sale of tickets for the event, whichever is the earlier. A promoter can access the GST registration forms on our website or at the office. Form F2 is to be completed by sole proprietors and Form F3 by non-individuals, such as partnerships and companies.
And what happens after an application of registration is approved?
Upon approval of a registration application, a notice of approval of registration and a certificate of registration are issued to the promoter.
So what happens if a promoter does not register for GST?
The promoter will be registered from the date determined by the comptroller and will account for and remit GST payable on the proceeds from the event and our supplies, even if they do not charge for the tax.
So earlier you mentioned that an approved religious organization and charity are excluded from the definition of promoter of public entertainment. Can you expound on how the status of these organizations is determined, please?
Approved religious or charitable organizations are those registered as such at the Financial Services Commission.
Okay, what are the obligations of a GST-registered promoter?
A GST-registered promoter of public entertainment is required to charge GST on admission and taxable sales during and in connection with the event. For example, sale of T-shirts, promotional items, liquor, food, etc. Price admission tickets should be inclusive of GST. Submit all admission tickets to IRD for stamping and recording prior to commencing ticket sales. Pay a security if required by the comptroller. The conditions of the security will be issued via a notice in writing from the IRD comptroller. The promoter will not be permitted to proceed with the public entertainment if they have not paid the requisite security nor received the comptroller's written approval. Keep proper books and records in Anguilla, in EC, and in English. submit monthly returns to the IRD and remit GST payable, present books and records for auditing by the IRD officers, and keep books and records for 7 years. In addition to the specific requirements for GST, promoters of public entertainment should ensure that they have all the requisite work permits, business licenses, liquor licenses, food handlers, and food premises licenses, as well as sound amplification and public gathering permits prior to hosting events and activities.
I'm aware that IRD continues to provide support and assistance to businesses post-GST implementation. Can you share some of these initiatives, please?
Yes, of course. The IRD is very much aware that taxpayer education and engagement are ongoing. As such, IRD ensures that information and publications on our website and Facebook page are up to date. In this way, registered persons and consumers have easy access to current information. Tax guides, return and registration forms, and other publications are readily accessible and available on the IRD website. The website also includes a frequently asked question or fact page. IRD is also organizing demo sessions by appointment to assist registered persons in completing their first GST return. Appointments can be booked on the IRD website. Persons are encouraged to book early as spaces are limited and appointments are scheduled on a first-come, first-served basis. Advisory visits to engage registered persons on an individual basis are also ongoing, and the compliance arm of the IRD has been very vigilant and proactive in identifying and addressing issues such as registered persons not displaying the GST certificate, point of sale systems not properly programmed to apply the tax, improper sales receipts, and GST being charged on zero-rated goods.
What advice do you have for GST-registered businesses now that GST is in effect?
GST registrants are advised to ensure that if operating a POS system, that the system is properly programmed for GST purposes. Charge GST on taxable goods or services only. Issue proper tax invoices and sales receipts for every sale. A tax invoice is issued to another GST-registered business, and a sales receipt is issued to an unregistered person like you and I. Keep proper books and records in Anguilla, in EC, and in English. Submit monthly returns to the IRD and remit GST payable if applicable. The first return is due on or before the 22nd of August, 2022. GST-registered businesses are further advised to sign up on the IRD online portal at services.gov.ai if they have not already done so to file and manage their taxes online. Familiarize themselves with the GST Act and regulations. Arrange for records to be retained for a period of 7 years.
This has been a very informative program. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website is the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and our Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current information on GST.
Now, before we close for today, do you have any final words, Destiny?
I would like to leave some shopping tips with our listeners, especially consumers. Consumers should ensure that businesses charging GST are duly registered by looking for the GST certificate. The certificate should be displayed in a prominent place in the business, normally above the cashier's area or counter. Request a tax invoice or sales receipt for all purchases. Ensure that GST is only charged on taxable goods and services. Familiarize themselves with the full listing of zero-rated and exempt goods and services. These can be found in the GST Regulations 2022 and on IRD's website. Contact IRD at gst@gov.ai. Lastly, I take this opportunity to encourage businesses or persons who are eligible for GST registration and have not applied to do so as soon as possible to avoid penalties. Those uncertain of their eligibility for registration are encouraged to contact the IRD to confirm eligibility.
Thank you so much for listening. And this has been another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Destiny Ritchie, thank you so much. You are Taxpayer Services Officer at the Inland Revenue Department. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome.
All right, join us next time and learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department here on IRD for You.